Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
But there's somebody else who's got more on the line this week than even Aaron Judge.
Yeah, it's Gerrit Cole. It's absolutely Gerrit Cole, and I come with evidence. I brought up all of those names in New York lore, from Wright to Tiki to Henrik to Patrick. And sure, maybe they've been criticized for not winning, but ultimately they're loved and endeared here forever. Hired guns, though. When you don't win here as a hired gun and your contract tolls, you're not thought of as any kind of legacy guy here. And Gerrit Cole has not won yet, and he was brought over here. And I'll give you a perfect example. Who threw out the first pitch of one of these playoff games this year?
C.C. Sabathia.
C.C. Right. Sabathia was a hired gun ace pitcher. He only won one. All it took was one. He's loved here forever, and he fired all of that. He got it out of the way early. You know who else was probably arguably just as good as C.C. Sabathia in New York but didn't win a ring? Mike Mussina. You even hear from him anymore? Do Yankee fans even talk about him anymore?
You know, you're good. You're good. Because as you were saying this, my counterpoint to you was going to be Mike Mussina.
Interesting.
And but it's funny because you used him in a good way. Like, yeah. I commend you. Basically, you said no one gives a rat's ass about Mike Mussina.
Doesn't mean we don't like him. We don't talk about him or care about him.
My argument back to you was going to be no one dislikes Mike Mussina.
But nobody cares about him. We're not clamoring for him to come back. Who cares if he ever shows up to an old-timers day? Who has the Mike Mussina discussion at bars?
So I see it, though, because he wasn't born and bred here.
He wasn't born and bred here and then didn't win a championship.
No, he's Mike Mussina and C.C. Sabathia is a very good comparison.
Starting in World Series, didn't win.
They're tremendous pitchers who you stole from another team. And I don't use the word steal like in a bad way. Like, it's free agency. Good for you. Mm-hmm. You sign Mike Mussina away from the Orioles. You sign Sabathia away from the Brewers. And they came to you and were pretty good.
Yeah.
But ultimately, you're defined by winning. I agree with you, but there's a huge but to this. I think that hired guns we talk about and we care about, but there's something different than when the level of player we're talking about when it comes to Aaron Judge. Aaron Judge is the Mickey Mantle of our era. He is the Derek Jeter or Don Mattingly of our era. And I think that's very different than the hired gun comparison that you're making.
But the problem is, in baseball lore in this town specifically, you're right, maybe he'll never be Jeter, DiMaggio, or any of that. But when it comes to icons, Barry Bonds, Ken Griffey Jr., Aaron Judge could be that and be thought about in baseball history forever without a championship, just like
but
those
guys
were. But
they're not Yankees.
But that doesn't matter.
It does matter.
No, it doesn't.
Like, look,
because in this town, you could either be that guy or you could be Don Mattingly, and you're loved forever because you were born and raised in Philadelphia.
I don't have these arguments about the Mets because we're kind of, excuse me to my fellow Met fans, we're very losery. You don't have to win and we may love you. Like, we'd love for you to win. If you won, we'd build a statue for you. But our bar's a lot lower. The bar with the Yankees is really high.
But all the guys we're talking about have all won multiple championships. And, God, I hope that this is the start of that. But it's probably too far gone to assume that anyway.
Yeah, it's too hard to win a championship.
He's never going to get to those guys anyway.
Exactly. So winning one obviously solidifies him as one of the greats of all time. But he's going to be one of the greats of all time simply because he's going to keep winning MVP. He's going to keep hitting home runs and be Aaron Judge. Like, he's not going to fade away because he got physically out of shape. Like, top-end athletes don't do that. Giancarlo Stanton, not falling out of shape. Now, he can't stay healthy half the time, but look how jacked he is. And look how fit he is at 35 years old. Aaron Judge is going to be the same way for, I think, a lot of more years.
Yeah.
And so he's going to put up massive numbers. He's going to be a Hall of Famer. And winning a World Series obviously solidifies him in, like, the pantheon of greats. But he's still going to be revered legacy-wise in New York regardless.
He's done so much other stuff in just the historical part of the game that he will always be a revered Yankee. Gerrit Cole will not without a ring.
What I find very funny is Tiki.
By the way,
yes.
Plexico. It's a perfect example.
Yep.
Plexico Burress.
Yes.
I mean, he was here for less than the amount of years he was at Pittsburgh, right?
Yeah.
And so, but he won a championship.
No, absolutely. Winning a title here makes all the difference. I believe Tiki Barber is very genuine in his opinion, and I respect that. Sean's a hypocrite.
Why?
Because everything he's saying now is with a few days to relax and a few days of calmness. If Aaron Judge goes, pulls a Gil Hodges in this World Series.
So next Monday.
And goes 0-22 and they don't win. Trust me. Hey, Loogie knows him better than anybody. What's Sean going to be saying about Aaron Judge next week?
You know what? Let's just be real here. Aaron Judge, I mean, this guy's Don Mattingly.
He'll be the first to turn on him. By the way, not one player that has been mentioned, maybe Hank, he might have been the best goalie of his generation. Sean could speak to that better than I can, was never the best player in their sport. Aaron Judge is the best player in the sport for the Yankees, the captain, and puts up not great
Tiki,
regular season numbers.
Tiki, I'll take care of this. Are you trying to say that Tiki Barber wasn't the best player in the NFL at any point?
I finished top five in an MVP category one
Shut
year.
Shut your mouth!
I love you, Tiki.
Keep your name out my mouth, Tom. Your mouth, Tommy.
But you know what I'm saying here.
I'm just messing
with you. Also, too, and this could go for Tiki and everybody else you just mentioned, Patrick, Hank. Nobody that we mentioned, David Wright, got to play with somebody like Juan Soto. Nobody. To have that kind of player with you, top five, and you don't win a championship that year. And oh, by the way, they're in the World Series right now, not because of Judge, but because of Stanton, because of Soto, because of Glaber, because of Volpe. He has not carried his weight here in October.
Look, don't forget Luke Weaver.
Yeah, Luke Weaver, my man. I made the bet already, by the way. I made the World Series MVP bet, $100 to win $22,000, which is still doesn't even feel real. But no, it's a great point. And a lot of this isn't fair. It's just a reality. Toll-free number is 888-808-1019. Chris is in Brooklyn. Good afternoon, Chris.
How's it going, guys? Evan, I've been on Baseball Reference ever since Game 5 against Cleveland, and I tell you, I couldn't agree with you more. It's making me feel a little unclean because you're a Mets fan. But, I mean, I've got two major stats, one good, one bad for Judge, because I agree with you that this is on him more than Gerrit Cole or anybody else. The first is 14 series, a 203.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Allo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Allo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
Batting average in the playoffs is not good enough. He's been the face of failure for all of these Yankee playoff runs. It's unfortunate, but, you know, and he's also been carried on this run. He's got to perform. But the great thing is he can perform.
Of course.
Because here's my positive. Here's my positive.
Yeah.
10 games against the Dodgers in his career. 8 home runs. He's got to show up. He's got to be that guy. And because the Yankee offense needs him to match that Dodger offense, 10 games, 8 homers. Be that judge, and he will be immortal.
Oh, and that's what's on the line here. He has a chance to get to immortality, and I think he can, because I completely agree with you, Chris. I've said this for a while about Judge, and I say this about a lot of players. When you're that great, eventually you'll show your greatness in the postseason. Unfortunately, I like to use that phrase, and I really believe that phrase, but in a lot of ways, this may be his last chance. And I say that because he does have a sample size of bad postseason numbers, all right? We all have to agree with that.
Yep.
He's played 53 postseason games. He's a .203 career hitter with a .761 OPS. In these two rounds against Kansas City and Cleveland, while he hit a monstrous home run against the Guardians, I don't dismiss that. He hit under 200 in both of these series. He hit under 170 in both of these series.
Yeah.
So there's a big sample size of him struggling. And while I say this will be his last chance, it's not that they won't be in the playoffs again. It's that if he fails in this World Series and they lose this World Series and his postseason struggles continue, I'm afraid that in future postseason series, people are going to shrug their shoulders and say, great, yeah, now you did it. Too little, too late.
Yeah, because you missed the opportunity when you had a chance.
Yes.
Right. So, I mean, in that regard, you're right, because how often do you get a chance to play in the World Series? It just doesn't happen frequently as we think it should.
That's the reality. Like, we want to be optimistic as humans. Like, you heard Met fans on Monday trying to be optimistic to me of, oh, we'll be back. We're good. We got this. We got that. We got this. It doesn't matter if we have this or that. Getting through these layers of the postseason is really hard. I know people don't like to admit that. I'll just remind you, it's really freaking hard. Yankee fans, I don't think I have to remind you. This is your first time being here since 2009. It was Obama's first term. It's hard, bro. So just because the Yankees may keep Juan Soto and they may sign Corbin Burns, whatever free agent prediction you want to come up with, or Jason Dominguez is the next, you know, superstar, that's all great. Getting here is really, really hard, and you may not get that opportunity. And that's why, like, the clock's been ticking for a while on Aaron Judge to have these big postseasons. It's 11:55 at night. That's the bottom line.
Right.
And I think he can. I believe in the guy. I'm not telling you he's some big loser. I don't buy that at all. I've never bought that.
By the way, I never got that saying.
What?
It's 11, it's midnight, it's 11:59.
Cinderella.
I know that, but like
when the clock struck midnight, I went back to the pumpkin. Because when it struck midnight, the spell rubs off. Everything goes back to the pumpkin.
He's not on a spell,
right? But that's where the analogy comes from.
He's like Hercules.
It's also like 9:30. He's got a lot of baseball left.
By the way, has the bar, maybe Sean, this is for Sean. For Yankee fans, have you guys lowered your bar of expectations a little bit? Because A-Rod got just absolutely crucified in this town, and A-Rod is as every good a bit of player as Aaron Judge is. He had to win a title. It almost sounds like Aaron Judge doesn't have to.
Well,
that's
he
what
wasn't
I'm
grown here.
He wasn't homegrown.
I understand that.
That's
but
the answer.
Come on. Did we forget what A-Rod?
It is honestly the answer. I mean, Sean's onto something there because you didn't want to believe in A-Rod until he did it for you.
And A-Rod also joined a group of guys that had won.
Now, that would be, I agree with you about the whole homegrown thing. I think that's the other thing that made it more difficult.
For A-Rod.
Yeah, I think that what has helped some people, and it shouldn't lower their bar, Tommy. In a way, it should, but it shouldn't completely. Maybe it's lowered my bar, because I'm not saying Aaron Judge has to win 3 World Series titles. I haven't said that. I'm saying he's got to win 1. Mm. And you could argue, hey, Evan, why's your bar so low? You grew up in the Yankee dynasty. I also know how difficult it is. Like, I'm admitting that. It's very difficult to win a World Series. No one's saying that Aaron Judge needs to be a part of a legacy, a part of a dynasty, the way Gehrig was, or the way Mantle was, or the way Jeter was. They're tough dynasties.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying you got to win 1. And I do think that A-Rod joining a team that still had the remnants of a dynasty, and then B, them being so closely removed. Think about when A-Rod was acquired. He was acquired going into the 2004 season. The Yankees were in the World Series the prior year. The prior year.
Yeah, the thought was, you get A-Rod, you're definitely winning a World Series.
It's donezo. Like, this is what's point of watching. And then 04 happens, 05 happens, 06 happens, 07 happens, 08 they're not even in the playoffs. Yeah. So I think there are differences.
Dude, 04 didn't just happen. In his very first year.
I tried to be nice, Sean.
No. But I won't. I'll as the Yankee fan, will say it.
Then you do it.
I love A-Rod. I retired his damn number in here. 04 didn't just happen. A curse of 86 years ended with an epic fashion, of which it was A-Rod's first year as a Yankee with a group of guys that were just in a World Series the year before.
Right.
Yes, that's not the same as Aaron Judge.
I try to be good. I'm trying to be very good today.
You're trying to be nice. You're trying to respect the banner that hangs to your left.
Well, I'm trying to respect Yankee fans' souls by not bringing up that year. So I glossed
Don't
over
worry.
It.
Netflix already did this week.
Fair enough. One more thing here, though, for Sean, because he mentioned hired gun and he mentioned Gerrit Cole. How do you not mention Juan Soto then? You talked about A-Rod coming in. He is like the A-Rod coming into this team. Obviously, the Yankees haven't won, but shouldn't Juan Soto be the missing piece? Shouldn't the pressure be on him as a hired gun?
There is pressure. If we're ranking it, he would be on somewhere in the ranking list first year, and I already know that at least somewhere else he's won a championship. Gerrit Cole is not. And Gerrit Cole, as an ace of the staff,
that was a big deal getting him here to do that. He's going to get the ball 2 to 3 times. That's a bigger deal for this Yankee.
Right, but it could be Soto's one and only year.
But then he wouldn't have a Yankee legacy really anyway if they lost.
Well, the legacy is he came here, didn't win a championship, and then left. Isn't that, like, worse?
How about you positive about the Yankee team?
I'm just asking you questions. You have to ask questions. I'm just asking you questions.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.